panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Charlie, on Thursday, the president announced that Chrysler Corporation will declare bankruptcy with the government's help. This is not a surprise, especially, in fact, to Chrysler. When their headquarters building was created in the late 1980s, bosses at Chrysler had it designed so that they could do what with it?
Get in a helicopter and go to Brazil.
No, not exactly right.
Sell it, I would imagine, or sell it for parts.
Even more inventive and clever. They were looking forward.
It would collapse.
No?
At a moment's notice.
I'll give you a hint.
Poof!
Pull a string and the whole
That's
place
right.
goes. No, the executive boardroom, for example, will be split into an Orange Julius and a Gap.
Oh, they could sell it off. That's what I said. They sell it off for parts. They could turn it into a mall or something.
They're going to turn it into a mall, but here's the thing. It was designed specifically so that it could be converted into a shopping mall in case of bankruptcy. This is how clever they were.
Because shopping malls are in such great shape.
Well, that was the flaw in their thinking. If you go
They should have made it easy to turn into a Toyota dealership, really.
If you go to the Chrysler headquarters in Auburn Hills, Michigan, you'll note that with its big cross-shaped floor plan and its large atriums, it looks a lot like a shopping mall. This is not a bug, but a feature. When the building was designed in the 1980s, according to Business Week, Chrysler realized the company may not survive, and so, like a kind of transformer robot that doesn't move, they made a building that could be turned into a shopping mall simply by removing the incompetent, overpaid CEOs and installing a bunch of Cinnabons.
But, you know, I heard they said that if you buy the building and then you lose your job.
Oh, guaranteed.
Right.
Yeah.
Paul, here's a heartwarming story about how people are coping with adversity in these tough economic times. A New York marketing firm called Go Guerrilla Media came up with the brilliant idea of selling advertising space on what?
The back of pink slips.
No. That's a good idea, though.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
Bad news, you're fired. Good news, coupon for Dunkin' Donuts. Just turn it over, babe.
I don't know why they don't consult with me.
I'll give you a hint. It will both prevent infection and make you a, quote, brand ambassador.
I'm completely stumped.
Anybody know?
A surgical mask?
Yes, exactly. Those surgical masks that everybody's wearing because of the swine flu. They want to put ads.
The cool kids
Their idea was to put ads in the front of them. You see?
Aero Mexico.
Exactly, for example. Well, have you ever looked at those surgical masks that people are wearing out of panic over getting swine flu and said, now there's a revenue stream waiting to be tapped? Go Guerrilla Media did. They pitched to their clients, quote, an opportunity to contribute to consumers' health while at the same time getting their message across in a lively, fun, and sure to be talked about way, unquote. The idea was, in fact, talked about because the CEO of Go Guerrilla sent out an apology email just a few hours later. He said, quote, in hindsight, the concept was not as clever as I had originally thought, unquote.
You know, that could fly if the picture changes as your temperature goes up.
Yeah. Go Guerrilla's next big idea, putting your brand and your logo on the yellow tape police use at crime scenes.